IT Orchestration Stories from CDW. A research company had lots of data, maybe too much data. It's a classic case of data overload. So CDW orchestrated a game-changing technology transformation for them using Intel-powered servers, notebooks, and tablets. Now they can analyze big data faster and turn data overload into data insights. Accelerated insights by Intel. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/intel. CDW. People who get it.
They were frightened.
I want masks. What is this?
Listen, I'll grant your Pelgrim is crazy.
Here we go.
Man, I gotta lay off the peyote.
It was horrendous.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, so we're gonna start off with some football. 617-779-0985. Greg was listening to our program yesterday, as he does every day, from 2 to 6 p.m. here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Or maybe it was a simulcast across New England and the country on CSN, but he had an issue with me, I think. So, Greg, why don't you just bring the issue to the table, please?
Oh, well, Jimmy, you got any sound of what he was saying yesterday? Or not?
Did you ask me to pull it?
Anyways, you know, Felger.
That's a no.
You were expecting Greg, Jimmy just to
come up.
This
is how it works. This is how it works on this program. When you'd like a piece of audio played, you put it in the email chain. Please pull this piece of sound. And you tell me specifically what it is.
This is the
I can be prepared for it as opposed to blindly assuming, because I don't have 100 things to do in my day, that I can just produce it instantly.
On the air, he asks.
Yeah.
That's the first you've asked. Interesting.
Okay. Email chain goes out about 7 in the morning, Greg. Yeah.
Let me restate my opinion just to set it up. The more I think of it, the more I disagree with you and others that the Patriots are waiting to let this year play out before they make a determination on Brady versus Garoppolo. You have said that the Patriots are waiting to see if they can acquire more data on Brady, and the more I think of it, the more I think that is just flat wrong. They have all the data they need. In fact, their minds are already made up. That's my take.
Mike, he's 40 years old. You know, how do you know what he's going to look like at the end of the season?
I have a very good idea, as do they.
How?
He's going to be really good, and they're going to go really far. Take it to the bank. You think there's going to be anything
other
than that?
You don't know that
100%. Right, but I'm telling you what I think's going to happen and what they think's
right,
going to happen.
Right, what you think, yes.
You don't think that he's going to be really good and they're going to go really far?
Yes, I think yes on both, but you don't think there's a chance that the Patriots could be really good, Brady could be really good, but Bill could see something at the end of this season at age 40 where he starts to think... Well, not start to think. He's been thinking about it. Okay, I see the end's coming. I see it coming.
No, because it's not just him. It's him and the organization. It's him and the crafts. Brady.
What if Brady gets hurt?
Brady is not going to... It doesn't matter. Unless
what
it's
if
something,
Brady gets hurt, Jimmy gets in, and Jimmy gets hurt.
Let me give you a wild card. If he suffers some sort of weird back injury or neck injury that just totally off the board, some sort of weird injury like that. But aside from that, if they have made up their mind to go with Brady, and I think they may have, it doesn't matter if he tears an ACL or sprains an Achilles tendon, he would come back. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And his performance is not going to fall off that far. It's just not.
Well, it doesn't need to fall off that far for Bill to say.
For Bill and
because
Robert.
Because how many guys have we seen here that were like, well, whether it's Jamie Collins or Logan Mankins or Richard Seymour.
Here's what I'm telling you. If his play drops 20%, which is a lot, and I don't expect that to happen, maybe
10%.
Maybe 10. But if it drops 20 to 25%, it won't be enough.
So you think they've made up their minds and that's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Wait, it won't be enough for what?
So that means nothing can change their minds?
There's only one exception. So let me, so we don't talk in circles. You're going to hear two things from me if I can spit this out. If it were me, I'd go with Garoppolo. And I would lean towards Garoppolo, and that's, what a Schefter has said. And I trust Schefter. And so that's me. That's what I think, and that's what I believe. But I'm not going to say that that's what the team believes. There's only three scenarios, and there's really only two. There's really only two scenarios, and the third is a 2% chance. Here's scenario one. Brady retires, and they go with Garoppolo.
Scenario, well, that's clean for everybody.
Exactly. Brady retires, and they go with Garoppolo. Scenario two, Brady signs for 3 more years, call it, and they trade Garoppolo off the tag for a second-round pick. Thus losing all that value between what they could have gotten last year and what they're going to get this year. And the rationale is going to be, we don't even care about high first-round picks.
Okay, but again, forget the value of what Garoppolo will get him on the market. To me, it's not as much Garoppolo as it is about being able to forecast how long Brady plays for. But keep going.
So those are the two options. And the third option is, I give it a 2% chance. I give it a 2 out of 100 chance. I don't think it's going to happen. But the third scenario is that they tag Garoppolo or sign him to a big money extension to remain the backup for another year. And I don't see that happening. I think there's a 2% chance that that happens, but that's the only other third. They're not going to trade Brady. They're not going to release Brady. They're not going to get to Brady and say, you're slipping, you're falling, you're hurt, we're done with you, go play somewhere else. That is not happening. The only way Garoppolo plays next year for the team, I believe, is if Brady retires. And they've made up their mind. Nothing they see this year is going to change their mind because nothing is going to be that dramatic. Brady, you've already seen him. You were at camp. Does he look like he's about to start hobbling around out there?
No, but, you know, August is a long ways from December and January in terms of playing 16 games, which he didn't do last year.
So if he slips 20%, you know what's going to be the story? The offensive line had problems, or he got, you know, Edelman was hurt, or this, or that, or the other. They're going to say this is still the greatest quarterback of all time. He's still committed for 3 to 5 more years. And even if it is 80%, we'll take 80% of Brady versus 100% of Garoppolo because that's a smart play. And we're going to trade Garoppolo. And yes, we made a hell of a lot less in this trade than we could have last year, but so be it. We don't want the 12th overall pick anyway.
So then they should have traded Garoppolo.
I'm just telling, well, yes, they probably should have traded Garoppolo, but I'm telling you what they're going to say. That the 12th overall pick doesn't mean much to us because we think we can do just as well at 38 as 12. And at the end of the day, we don't find value in those high first-round picks anyway, and so we lost a little value at the draft board. So what? I mean, wouldn't that be so them to say something like that?
Okay, so wait, though. So you have said, though, that they've made up their mind already.
Yep.
And that whatever happens isn't going to change their mind.
Correct.
So laying out the scenarios, that doesn't tell me anything I didn't already know.
Exactly. All I'm telling you is they picked one of those options already.
Okay, and
they're not waiting to see anything.
Okay, I don't think they're waiting to get more data on Brady. That part I disagree with you on, Greg. But I do think that they have contingency plans. That's what I think. They have option A, they have option B, they have option C, and they'll make the decision when the time comes.
I would agree with that. I don't see what the difference is that in them needing more. He's 40 years old. You can't say they don't need to see what he looks at the end of the season.
See, this was the point I was making yesterday. Like, to me, I've said this a million times. With Brady at this stage, I go year to year.
Yes.
I go year to year. What you're saying
is... Robert? I mean, you keep talking about Bill. If you're telling me Bill...
So Bill wants to get rid of Brady and Robert doesn't, Bill's going to like that?
It's going to be an organizational decision and they're going to have a discussion about a player, which I'm sure they've had 100 times before. This one's on steroids, on nuclear steroids, because it's so important, but happens all the time.
Okay, fine. So again, you're telling me Bill will be happy if Robert wants to keep Brady and Bill doesn't?
I think they're going
to
hash it out.
Okay. I question that.
I have another scenario that no one's really talked about.
What I'm trying to tell you is... They don't have all those contingencies in a hat, and they'll just say, well, we'll see which one we want at the end of the year. They know what they want. Their mind is made
up. Yeah, I'm telling you, they know what the contingencies are. When I say contingencies, they look at it and said, well, we'll make a call on Brady, but these are our choices, and we have to do this, we'll do this.
Right.
That's what I mean by contingencies. You're just making it sound like they've decided now they have to do in March.
They have.
No, they haven't.
No, all Bill cares about is Thursday night. All he cares about is the season. I mean, yes.
Oh, come on.
Look. They have him under contract. They don't need to make a decision on either of them yet.
Yeah.
But here, one other scenario that no one's really talked about. What happens if they get to the end of the season? Bill goes to Tom and says, you know, they have the retirement thing. We want to go with Garoppolo. We think he's the best thing for the team. What if Tom says, I'll play for $5 million going forward? Because Garoppolo hasn't gotten paid yet. Not even close. And the franchise tag is whatever, $25 million. He's going to be in line to start for the Patriots for a $20-plus million contract.
I think that's exceedingly unrealistic.
Mike, why would they make a decision now on something they don't have to decide till March?
They just have their minds made up, is what I'm telling you. They know what they want to do. They know the direction they want to go. And there's really not much that's going to change it. There's really not much that's going to change it this year. There's just not. If we get hit by an asteroid, for example, that would be something that would change their plans. But Brady's not going to slip to the point where it's going to be like, oh my God, all of a sudden this is Peyton Manning at the end or Dan Marino at the end or anything that's going to be clear.
So what you're saying is, though, that they have a first choice.
And they know it.
So they have a first choice.
Yes. And that's what the direction they're going to go.
Do they have backup plans?
Yes.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying. I never said they didn't have a first choice. I'm just telling you they have contingencies. Maybe we're not that far apart. I just don't think they're locked into one thing now. They might have a preferred outcome. Like, they might look at it and say, well, in an ideal world, Brady will slip a little. He'll retire. We'll have the decision made
for us. Let me give it to you, you know, something like this. It's Brady. Of course it's Brady. But we don't know what Giselle's going to say to him at the end of the year. And what if he suffers another concussion and all of a sudden someone gets in his ear and he just has a change of heart?
Okay, well, so those would be contingencies.
Okay, but they want Brady to see. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? It's not like we have to make up our mind. They've decided, and they've kept Garoppolo. You know why?
Well, then maybe we're not as far as apart as I thought we were.
Because he's cheap.
Okay, so I tell you that, to me, if you're telling me they have preferred options, 1, 2, and 3, well, to me, that's what I was telling you yesterday. Of course, yes, they have a list of things that they would do depending on how things go. To me, those are contingencies.
But nothing this year is going to change it. And this is what I'm trying to tell Greg and trying to tell others.
So you don't think Brady's play this year can affect it?
Nope. I don't. I don't think
if Brady has a shoulder injury, it can affect him.
Nope.
Oh, I think that's idiotic.
I told you neck.
I agree.
I told you neck or back or something like that. That is really long-term problematic.
What about shoulder?
A separated shoulder, an AC joint? Nope. That's not going to be enough.
And hasn't he had shoulder problems in the past?
What if
there's a significant shoulder injury?
Yeah, he's had him in the past. He's played through them and come back from them.
Yeah, I don't think you could be more wrong.
ACLs take 9, and I'm not telling you this is. I'm just telling you if this is how they feel, no injury is going to get in the way of it.
Nope. What?
Nope, no injury is going to get in the way of it. It's not, unless it's a back or a neck or something that he does that I've never heard of. If it's just a standard shoulder, even an ACL, 9 months, you're back.
I just don't think
Brady, ACL recovery at 41, they're like, yeah, we're all in. Trading Jimmy.
If they've decided that Brady's their guy, an ACL will not stand in their way.
Wow.
So look, I mean, I told you, I think that Garoppolo's a successor. I think that's the reason he's here. So if you want to say, well, then they've made their decision, to a degree, yes. I mean, if they didn't think he was a successor, he'd be gone already. But I'm telling you that.
I hate to keep talking in circles, but I don't necessarily believe that. On paper, they should have moved him if he's not the future.
Okay, so Schefter called him the successor.
I know.
So you don't believe Schefter?
Oh, I do believe Schefter.
So then which one is it?
I'm making the case for them, Maz. You don't understand. You don't get it. I'm making the case for them. Okay, what would I do? I'd keep Garoppolo. I believe Schefter. I'm telling you what they might be thinking. Okay, and nothing this year is going to change their mind if they believe it's Brady.
Okay, where did Schefter get his information?
They're not going to trade. They're not going to let Brady play somewhere else if he wants to keep playing.
Okay, where did Schefter get his information?
Oh, I think Bill.
So if Bill told Schefter that Garoppolo is a successor, then they believe that Garoppolo is a successor.
Yeah, well, Bill does. Who signs the checks?
Kraft.
Okay, so you keep making this mistake that it's solely Bill.
How did Kraft feel about Bledsoe?
It's an organizational decision.
How did Kraft feel about Bledsoe?
Pretty good. He gave him $100 million in Bill's first year.
And then what happened?
Yeah, well, they moved on.
Okay, so Bill's got some clout then.
Of course.
Okay. I just want to make sure that, you know, you're saying that Kraft has the final say no matter what.
I think he has a lot of
Well,
say.
He's the owner, so ultimately,
of course he has final
if
say.
He wanted to put his foot down, of course he has final say.
Of course he does.
I just think you're making it, as usual, sound simpler than it really
I'm
is.
I'm trying to simplify it because I think people are all over the place and getting wrong ideas. I think there's only, if Tom Brady's playing next year, I find it hard to believe that the Patriots would let him play for another team. I can't fathom that the Krafts would take that on. I can't fathom it. They're still hurt by the Parcells thing. Okay? As much as the Krafts have accomplished and as much as good things that they've done, they still wince when people talk about you letting Parcells go.
So can you envision a scenario where they would keep Brady and let Garoppolo and keep Garoppolo?
I said 2%. 2% that they'd keep Garoppolo on that franchise tag. 2%. But if Brady's playing, I can't fathom that the Krafts would let him play somewhere else. So that means I don't care if he sucks this year, which he's not. I don't care if he gets hurt this year, which, let's face it, he doesn't get hurt. And even if those things happen, I can't fathom that scenario. Can't. And I think their minds are already made up, Greg.
It sounds like this is a change for you. I don't think you were this definitive. Like,
it is.
Do
it's
you
true.
Know something?
Nope.
Have you heard something?
I know anything. I know less than anybody. It's just trying to firm it up a little bit as opposed to saying, if this, if that. No. This is what I think. This is why, thinking it out, developing opinion, they've made up their mind.
I just think that, look, you're right about the opinion at large on Brady as we get through the season. Like, we won't be able to tell. But I think if there will be things that Bill can see through 19 games this time around at 40 where he says, nope.
100%. And then Kraft says, well, so what, he's dropped 10%? And that's still better than just about any quarterback that's ever played, Bill? What are we doing? He's playing for another 3 years.
Okay, and I also think the contract is going to be a big factor that nobody's talking about.
Okay, Jimmy's chirping him on here. Let's pick it up on the other side.
Felger and Maz. Felger and Maz.
Hey, it's Andrew Filippone from 93.7 The Fan. The home opener is right around the corner. The best way to get to the game is with SeatGeek. Download the app for your iPhone or Android today Instead of trying to scalp tickets last second and trusting a man on the street who you don't know, the tickets could be fake. And then you try to get in only to get turned down. Well, now you can't recoup your money. Don't mess with that. Go to SeatGeek today. The tickets are 100% guaranteed. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites and comparing prices to help find you the most amazing deal. Best of all, new users get $20 off their first purchase. Just download it today, the SeatGeek app, and enter promo code LIVE. That's promo code LIVE for $20 off that first SeatGeek purchase. It's one of the biggest games of the year, the home opener. Get your tickets with SeatGeek. Right seat, right now, right from your phone. It's free. Download SeatGeek today.
To your ears.
Blunt force trauma! It'll run it right down their throat!
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
To the phones, John and Revere, go.
This is John?
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, listen, I watched the show today. It's fantastic. I just want to say, just a food for thought here. I totally 110% agree with Mike. They will not let Brady go. He's going to play until he can't play no more. And Garoppolo will be the first guy gone. They're not going to pay him $27 million to be backing up Brady next year.
That's pretty much it. They're not going to let Brady play for another team. So the only way Garoppolo plays here next year is if Brady retires. That's what I've... And you're right. This is new. I've started to come around on that. I think they should go to Garoppolo. I think if it were just up to Bill, they might go to Garoppolo. I trust Schefter implicitly because I think he gets it right from Belichick. And so... That's what I think's going on, but Bill doesn't make ultimate decisions. I think there's organizational decisions, and I'm not going to play up some sort of rift between Belichick and... I mean, I think they'll work it out. I think it happens all the time on players big and small, but they're not going to let Brady play for another team next year.
I just don't think that they can forecast how long Brady's going to play. I mean, that's all. So, and if they think they can, I think they're wrong. Like they can look into the future and say, Brady's got 3 more years? How are they going to do that?
All I'm telling you is they're not going to let him play for another team.
I can't tell you that Dante Hightower's got 3 more years.
It started, Greg, yesterday, but I was talking about the Brissett trade.
Right.
And does it tie in? And I'd love to find a tie-in. You know, I'd love for it to provide me a clue, but I don't know if it does, right?
No. My opinion was, and I had him cut at one point when I was doing my 53s, I just think they looked at him and they just said, you know, he's okay, but we can find somebody just as good next year in the draft or in the offseason. And I think they just evaluated him and they said, He's not that good, and so we're going to trade him away.
What do you think about Dorsett, quickly?
You know, I'd be surprised if he was even active on Thursday night, considering the playbook and things like that. I'm not overly enthused by him. You know, I think he's a little soft. You watch the film, and he's constantly complaining when somebody gets a hand on him. That's going to have to change because the Patriots receivers are tough here. You know, he's got speed. He does not play to his time speed. But he could certainly get behind a defense. And I think really he's there to give them the option of putting somebody on the opposite side of Brandon Cooks and putting safeties in a bind and defensive coordinators. And I just think they want to increase the team speed. I think that was a problem. Even though I asked Bill about that in West Virginia, he did not let up that he had a problem with the team speed. But I think that he did.
Yeah, I do too. Aaron in New Hampshire, go ahead, please.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. What do you got?
A long-time caller, a long-time listener, first-time caller. Felger, first, I want to agree with you. I think the whole plan is for Brady to win the Super Bowl this year, then he retires. Then they'll move on to Garoppolo.
So
that's why they didn't really care about draft this year and stuff like that.
So I didn't say that's the plan. I said that's the only way Garoppolo plays for this team next year is if Brady retires. If he retires.
Because you don't think his play will slip enough?
Nope.
So that might be right.
And even if it does slip, they're not going to trade him to another team and watch him play for another team. Bill would, but I don't think the organization will. He's not the only guy that makes decisions.
Well, he would probably retire first, wouldn't he? I mean, why let the Patriots pick who you're going to play? Let him play? I mean, if you're Brady, why let the Patriots pick who you're going to play for?
So maybe there's a scenario there where they sort of, you know, pressure him into a certain decision, pressure him into retirement, otherwise you're going to be traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, maybe, but I'm telling you, I just don't, I can't fathom the crafts, let Tom Brady play for another team.
I'm just having flashbacks to Favre and Rodgers. I mean, I can...
Okay, so ultimately your take is Brady won't be traded.
Well, yes, I said that in the first segment. It will not happen. Brady will not be traded, he will not be released.
Okay, so that Okay, so I just want to make sure that that's ultimately what the bottom line is.
Put it on record. He will not be traded. He will not be released.
Okay. I mean, you know, I don't know how earth-shaking that really is.
I know.
Would trade Tom Brady.
It's not, but it's just about time I crystallized it. Okay. I mean, we've talked so much about it.
I mean, because yesterday you were saying you think that they basically have made up their mind what they're going to do.
I do.
Okay, I don't.
Here's Mike in Rivera. Hi, Mike. Yeah, no, that's going to work. We've got Pete in Delaware. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I don't think it's that easy. I don't think it's even been decided. And I think if Tom Brady regresses this year, the decision's going to be, is it two more years of Tom Brady or 10 of Garoppolo?
How much is he going to regress, Pete? And how much are we or they going to be able to tell?
Hey, you know what? I have a question for Greg, if that's okay.
Go on.
Yep.
Greg, I follow football all the time and quarterbacks. I'm just wondering what your feeling on this is. The first thing to go with a quarterback that I'm looking for is the presence in the pocket, the awareness. Because if he can't get away, it's not the arm. To me, it's getting hit in the pocket more. Now, Brady's been great at that, but that's where I would look to see a slippage. I was just wondering your thoughts.
It's the legs, and it's related to that. It's movement in the pocket, but it's also keeping energy into throws down the field, because when you get older, you don't put your legs into it as much and you get a little shaky there. But I think that's one of the things during training camp that you always saw, even during preseason games, Tom Brady would be on the sidelines with elastic bands around his legs. I think that's exactly what he's trying to prevent and he's working on, and he's just he probably does that at home, like in the living room to stave it off.
No question. He's constantly planking or doing something totally annoying. No question. Three up, three down, heading into the regular season with Bedard, right? After Murray's update.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Former linebacker Ike Reese here to tell you that SeatGeek has a better way to get tickets to every game all season long, plus concerts and to the theater. SeatGeek is smart and easy. Whether you're planning a special day out, searching for a last-minute deal, or buying a gift, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best price, fully guaranteed. Be there in person for the biggest plays of the year. Let SeatGeek get you closer to the action with the best seat value. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching several ticket sites to get you the best price and amazing deals. SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help fit your budget. Best of all, new users get $20 off their first purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LIVE. That's promo code LIVE for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. See it live with SeatGeek. Right seat, right now, right from your phone.
Now, it's time for 3-Up.
It goes down the middle for Adam. The ball's tipped. And Julian diving for it. Did he make the catch?
He did!
And 3-Down.
Airborne to the uprights. And the kick bangs off the right upright. Yeah.
With
Reading.
With Greg Bedard of BostonSportsJournal.com. 3-Up.
Driving forward.
He's diving to the goal line.
It's
a touchdown!
Three down.
Shotgun set to Garoppolo. Throws down the middle, and it's deflected and nearly intercepted before it was nearly caught by Edelman.
That's 3 weeks in a row.
Here on Felger and Mez.
All right, let's do this quickly and get back to phones as well. Three up, three down. We're going to tell you the three players we feel best about going into the year and the three players we are worried about going into the year. Okay, let me spit that out again. Three players we feel best about and the three players we are worried about going into Thursday night's season opener against the Kansas City Chiefs. Bedard, go. Who do you feel best about?
I feel best about Chris Hogan. I think he's going to be a big producer. I think he's going to go over 100 catches this season. And, I think he's just going to be the one of the rocks for this offense.
So he occurred to me, believe it or not. I ended up leaving him out of my top three, but he occurred to me. I went Brady. How do you pick against Brady there? I mean, the guy's track record, who he is. Like, I'm happy to hear that. Brady to me is what I feel best about.
Second.
Defensive interior, Felger. They're fine.
Don't say Adam Butler.
No,
I want a name. Alan Branch.
Alan Branch, Malcolm Brown, Lawrence Guy. Those are three of the best interior linemen in the league this season.
Okay, really?
They're that good. Lawrence Guy, I don't know if you've watched any. The guy is a stud.
Thank you.
He's really, really good.
Lawrence Guy is really, really good.
Yes, he is.
What did they get him for? How did they acquire this player again, Murray? Can you look it up real quick? How did they get him?
He was a free agent.
Free agent. Yeah.
Okay, what did they pay him?
Not much.
What did they pay him? If he's really, really good, how do you get him on a cheap free agent deal?
Because it's the Pats.
And plus, the Ravens have...
Because everyone else is stupid. Had
cap the Ravens have had cap issues.
Well, no, I know. There's 30 other teams as well.
And I don't think there's a ton of film on him, you know, previous years. I mean, he was a part-time player for them. But, you know, you could see...
What's his contract, Murray?
Hold on. It's coming up. Of course, we have slow internet here. God forbid it works.
It's been brutal today.
4-year deal maxes out at $20 million.
Oh, so he actually got money. All right,
yeah.
I've totally slept on Lawrence Guy. Guilty as charged. I like you to do the interior line play on your own time, so I have not committed to it. So, fair enough. If you tell me their interior defensive line is going to be good, I'll take your word for it.
I went Devin McCourty because I know what he is. And to me, this is sort of how I picked it. Like, who, you know, what do I know I'm going to get? I know what I'm going to get from Brady. I know what I'm going to get from Devin McCourty. He's not a superstar, but he's an absolutely solid, reliable player. I went him second.
Third player you feel best about going into the year, Greg?
Devin McCourty, for these reasons. I think that, well, number one, you know, what Matt said. But I think this year, you know, what we've seen in practices, and the guys have talked about it, they've moved from defined roles at safety to they're now more interchangeable, where you used to just see Daron Harmon as the deep safety, Chung as the box, McCourty would be the robber, come up, you know, do some things. Now they're going to be switching, and I think McCourty's going to make a few more plays this year, and I also think, you know, if there are some issues or matchup problems, I think he's a guy that can help solve it because I think they feel better about their other safeties now.
Your third player you feel best about, man?
I went Rex Burkhead. And again,
he was close for me.
I mean, because I think I know what he is. I think he's going to help them in a variety of ways. I think he's a reliable guy. I don't think he's going to be a centerpiece guy, but I think he's going to help them in a lot of different areas, and he's a perfect fit for them on so many levels. I love the fit.
Burkhead would be on my list if I was doing an official list. The three players you're worried about going into the year. Greg, number one.
Tom Brady, number one, because for this reason. He's 40, and he's got to play 19 games.
Put that on your website. And with a big headline.
I don't feel that strongly about it.
And you see? See, this is risk being charged with clickbait. Risk it. Risk at the sake of saying something interesting, right?
Here we go.
Risk it, Greg. Risk it. Risk.
No, my.
That's the hot take cyclone.
Risk
the keepers of the gate, the Tommy Kearns of the world, saying, "Oh, he's just saying it to get clicks." Just risk that for saying something compelling, which is the number one player you are worried about this year is Tom Brady.
Yes, but not his play, his health. I am worried. He is 40. He is going to have to play 19 games this year. It is virtually uncharted territory. So, yes, as far as on my worry list, it's near the top.
No, it's at the top.
Greg.
Well, now, see, this is the cyclone. You got to bring in the lawn furniture for that. The the sirens is for the hot take.
Here comes Irma. I would write that. I don't think that's that outrageous. Of course, I'm a dink.
Headline, Bedard. Headline. Don't just write it. Headline. What player are you most worried about, Matt?
So can I say whoever starts at linebacker that isn't Dante Hightower? In this case, it would be David Harris. So I put David Harris first. Scares the crap out of me. That's what I feel worse about is their linebacking core other than Hightower. Who is there? So I'll put the blame on Harris because it feels like he's the guy. Harris is slow. He looks absolutely ancient out there. That scares the crap out of me more than anything.
What's the player worried about second most there, Greg?
Nate Solder. I mean, first of all, he wasn't out there barely any of training camp. And then I love how they had like six guys who we didn't see very much in training camp, and all of a sudden the first injury report comes out. None of them are on it. but, you know, he wasn't out there all of training camp. You know, he had some issues last year, especially in the Super Bowl. The last time we saw him, old man Dwight Freeney was, you know, absolutely killing him. So, yeah, I'm a little bit worried about left tackle with my 40-year-old quarterback.
I mean, that's a good choice, actually. I went Koskowski.
Shocker.
I don't think he had a great preseason. He didn't have a great regular season last year. He missed some kicks this year in the preseason. And I think this idea that he's Mr. Automatic, I think, is now gone. So now, does that mean he's going to be bad and cost him games? I don't know. But to me, it's now a spot you got to watch. I felt going into camp, they needed to bring in help. They didn't do that. And maybe they didn't because they didn't want to play head games with the guy. But I think he's got stuff going on between his ears.
Okay, who else, Greg? Give me a third name, please.
Well, left end, whoever's there. I mean, I think if it's Hightower full-time, I feel okay about it. you know, but he does get hurt. But if they're going by committee and then Hightower's playing linebacker on third down and they're trying to get off the field, I have some worries about that, whether they're going to generate enough pressure. I think Flowers will be fine. And I think the interior, I think you'll see Guy, you know, and Butler will get in there. You know, they'll be okay on the interior. It's the edge guys. They got to get off the field.
I just generally want to say I tried to leave out guys with health issues in the past because those are obvious to me. Gronk, Deion right. Lewis. Like, I never feel great about those guys, but if they're healthy, they'll produce. So I went actually Malcolm Butler third. I think, again,
it's a good one. He would be on my list.
Butler did not have a great preseason, and the contract thing happened. And I put him third because I think there's a good chance that he'll come out of it and he'll play well. So I didn't want to put him first. But I do think that that thing can derail a lot of guys. Those contract issues can derail guys, and I want to keep an eye on them.
Phones on all of the above in our long commercial-free segment next. Three players you're worried about going into the year. Greg, number one.
Tom Brady.
Michael Felger. Tony Maserati. Felger and Maz.
Former linebacker Ike Reese here to tell you that SeatGeek has a better way to get tickets to every game all season long, plus concerts and to the theater. SeatGeek is smart and easy. Whether you're planning a special day out, searching for a last-minute deal, or buying a gift, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best price, fully guaranteed. Be there in person for the biggest plays of the year. Let SeatGeek get you closer to the action with the best seat value. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching several ticket sites to get you the best price and amazing deals. SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help fit your budget. Best of all, new users get $20 off their first purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LIVE. That's promo code LIVE for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. See it live with SeatGeek. Right seat, right now, right from your phone.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
I think it's going to be a lot like the Flakegate. I think that Elliott will play this season. I think that ultimately he loses because of Deflategate. Because, I mean, even the NFL in their filing, I think, cited the Brady case like five times. Basically like, see, they said we can do whatever we want. So what are we doing here?
So stupid. So dumb. He's going to lose, especially because of what Brady did. They set the stage for anyone. They're going to bend over. There's no shot. The NFL filed their paperwork in the exact same circuit court that upheld the Brady thing, that overturned the fanboy, Judge Berman. So it's going to go in front of maybe not the same three judges, right? They picked the three judges from a panel of 20. We remember all of this. But it's a conservative circuit. It's the appellate circuit that just upheld Goodell's powers to do whatever the hell he wanted. Elliott's going to lose. So take your medicine and get the thing over with. Miss the games now as opposed to missing them late when it really matters. You
idiot.
Well,
don't you think, though, it's this the beginning of this season versus the beginning of next season?
Meaning?
Meaning that if they delay this thing long enough, he doesn't have to play till next. He doesn't have to serve till next year.
We went through this. If Brady had gone through and they had decided it in November, he could have missed at the end of the year.
Right.
So it's one of the reasons just to drop the whole thing.
Sure, but Brady also by appealing it the first time played a full season.
He did that first time, so they better hope that you know the NFL skipped the lower level, the Berman level, and went straight to the appellate level. So. I don't know. Elliott better hope he finds another fanboy.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's gonna miss time. But their schedule at the beginning is tough, right? I mean, Giants at Denver, at Arizona, and then Green Bay for the first five games. I don't know.
I'll tell you what.
I'd want him around.
I feel the same way, but I know the NFL sucks, and there's crappy investigations and flimsy evidence and all that. I still think Ezekiel Elliott's a time bomb and was probably doing it. Just like I think Brady and the Patriots were doing it. Just like I think Peyton Manning was doing HGH and that the New Orleans Saints had a bounty program above and beyond what anyone else had. Just like I think the Patriots were filming coaches when they were told not to do it. I think they're all guilty. And, you know, I find it ridiculous that they keep going to the federal courts just to get shot down every time. You're not going to win, Zeke. You're not going to win. No one's won at that level, and Brady just got hosed in front of the whole world. Those judges are not going to turn around and overturn their colleagues who just did this a couple months ago. It's not happening. Take it now. Take the suspension now. I'm sorry, Greg. Did you have one more thought before?
No.
Okay, we'll go right back to the phones. Let's go to Butch in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Butch, on Tom Brady.
Thanks, guys. As much as I hate to say it and as much as everyone would hate to hear it back home, I love me some TB12, but history dictates that when an organization feels that they have the heir apparent, they get rid of their iconic QB. Look at the Niners in the 80s with Montana and Young. Look at Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre. I'm here to say that the Patriots trade Tom Brady. They get more value if they were to do that. They'll probably send him to like San Francisco or L.A. so he can finish his career.
No shot. No shot. This is what I've come to. The Patriots are not going to let Brady play for another team. He may retire, and then they go to Garoppolo, fine. If you want to tell me that even they go to Tom and try and leverage him and say, look, we're going to release you, we're going to trade you unless you just step down, maybe they try that. But if Brady calls their bluff, he's going to win. They're not going to let him play for another team.
Yeah, I have a hard time Brady's going to let them pick which team he plays for, even if he did want to play for another team. So to me, if it comes to that, Brady would walk.
So look, the Montana analogy is bad because Montana was on two
banged up.
Bad elbow. He couldn't run. So like there was real visual evidence there. The Favre one's closer to the bone. Like Favre still had some football left in him.
Favre was in his last year, 2007. If Brady didn't do what he did, Favre would have been MVP.
Do you know what's the big difference? Green Bay doesn't have an owner. You know, and they certainly don't have a figure like Kraft.
No, especially at that time, Murphy was only a couple years in, and he's a putt.
But they have a young team president and a board, and there's like a, you know, civic leaders, and there's like a whole different structure there. Like there's
but they succumb more to public pressure than anybody for those reasons.
More than, you think they're more concerned about PR than Kraft? Please.
Well, they're more reactionary to it. They're more, they stick their finger in the wind and see which way is blowing. Where like, you know, Kraft just has his, I think the Krafts have their feelings. This is the way they want things as opposed to.
I just think it's a different dynamic. You know, there's not one guy you can go to in Green Bay and say, you know, it's between you and the coach. There's like a whole different structure there. Here's different. You know, it is, it's Robert's say. It's Robert's team. He gets to make the final call if he wants.
Okay, well, let's go down this rabbit hole. Say Bill says, Tom's done, or Tom's on the way down. Mm-hmm. I want to go with Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sign him to an extension.
Mm-hmm.
Kraft says no.
Right.
Belichick says, well, this is what I want.
Yep.
It's either we do this or I'm done.
I don't think Bill would do that. I don't think Bill would do that. I think he'd swallow it. He'd hate it. But his job's too good. He makes too much money. He's too close to his place in Sconset. He's got his kids working for him. Why would he ever? He would never take another job. Why would he ever take another job? He's got to.
Why wouldn't he just walk away?
I wouldn't. I'd be pissed. I'd be like, my owner just overruled me. That really sucks. And I'd grumble about it. And who knows? But at the end of the day, I wouldn't walk. And I don't think he would either. It's too good here. Yep, I've played it all out, Greg. I'm done hemming and hawing.
Seriously.
I'm done hemming and hawing.
Did you get some like risk board out and all of a sudden you played it all out and
I'm
like
not
now you have
you.
All the answers?
Yes,
you were so wishy-washy.
I'm trying to, exactly.
For like the last year.
Right. Yep, exactly. It's time to get the fence out of my rectum. Yep. we had a procedure today at the proctologist.
Jimmy, what'd you do? What'd you tell him?
He took the fence and he forcibly removed it from my anus.
Wow.
I still don't know what the earth-shaking take is.
It's not.
But
and I agree.
That they're not going to trade Brady?
It's not. It's not earth-shaking.
I mean, most people would believe that.
Yeah, but he's pretty definitive now. I find that
no.
What
the Deflategate fairies obviously made Felger a visit.
No, there's no fairies. I mean, at least not the fairies you're talking about. I don't know. It's just like I'm sick of hemming and hawing with the thing. I think they've made their mind up, and I'm not telling you that it's Brady.
So you've got like some allergic reaction to hemming and hawing? Like occasionally, sometimes life gets us to hem and haw.
I know. On this one, I'm trying to firm it up. That's all. Corey in San Diego. Go ahead, Corey.
Yeah, Felger, before I wanted to ask you real quick. So for the next 5 or 10 years, who do you think the Krafts would value more? Is it Brady or is it Belichick?
Well, Belichick. Definitely.
Okay, So right there, that kind of gets to my point why I think this is one of the most like ridiculous points you've had where you think injury or anything isn't gonna affect us. I mean, I think that the Kraft family, they've had plenty of tough decisions to come up with in their business careers. I find it hard to believe that this is gonna be the one that they get all hot and bothered about. That I think they're gonna be able to keep their wits about them. Let Belichick make.
But you are so, Corey, you are so wrong if you think that the Krafts have never interceded for a player before. I mean, you're so wrong. They've they grow attached to a player and like a player, and that they don't factor in at the end of the day whether that player stays or go. I mean, you're crazy if you think that that's not the case. That happens just about everywhere.
No, but I think that they definitely absolutely have done that. But I think that in this case, that this is going to be something where Belichick clearly has put forth the fact that he really wants this succession plan. I mean, one of the things I think you're contradicting yourself on is that you're real quick to go jump on Schefter anytime it fits any of your agendas. But this time, when he's flat out said, I think Maz even said this earlier, flat out said he's the successor. I think we have to take some credence in that.
I take a tremendous amount of credence in that because I think Bill probably let him know.
Do I sound clear on that?
Yeah, I think Bill let him know how he feels about it.
Do I sound firm on that?
I mean, I think Bill, as the coach, would be far more willing to move on and do the succession, but he's not the sole arbiter. He's not the sole decision maker there.
So do you? Are you trying?
I don't think Schefter has it wrong.
What does Kraft think? Do you have an idea of what Kraft thinks?
No.
Okay. What if Kraft thinks that Garoppolo should be the next guy?
If that means Brady's going to play elsewhere next year, he's not going to let Garoppolo be the guy. He's not, by prediction, it's only a prediction. You know what these are good for. They are not going to let Brady play for another team.
Okay, so I'm just telling you that I think if you go by the Krafts, not just Belichick, because the caller asked the question, who would he value more over the 5 or 10 years, Belichick or Brady?
See, I think he can have them both.
Over 5 or 10 years?
If they overrule Belichick and still keep Brady, I don't think Bill's going to walk for the reasons I just told you.
But talk about the window. The window. Who has more value to him over a 5 or 10 year period?
Well, Bill, because
Brady can't play quarterback in 7 years.
Okay.
So, but the point being, if you use the kind of logic that Brady's window, however, is relatively short, then the Krafts, being the business people they are, would tend to err towards Garoppolo, would they not?
Not if they have Bill.
I mean, would they rather have 2 years of Brady or 10 years of Jimmy?
Look, if they've decided it's Brady, it's simple. Okay, we're going to trade Garoppolo. Bill, you have 3 years to find the next guy.
Okay, what if they've decided it's Garoppolo? This is what I'm saying. I'm saying if they've decided it's Garoppolo, would they, knowing the Krafts as business people like you do, if they had to choose between 2 years of Brady or 10 years of Jimmy, what would they choose?
They wouldn't choose either of those. They wouldn't make that absolute. They'd choose 2 to 3 years of Brady and say, Bill, go find us the next guy. That's what they would do.
So they'd have a contingency plan.
Maybe it's not a contingency. Maybe that's their plan.
Okay, but they would have a I'm saying that...
You confuse me when you start doing this.
Well, what is confusing about a contingency plan? I just asked you, would they rather have 10 years of Garoppolo or 2 years of Brady? And you said, they would keep Brady and they would tell Bill to go find the next backup.
Yeah.
Fine. So that is a contingency plan. That's a backup plan so that if Bill wants to keep Brady, they have a plan to go with it.
No, see, that's where you confuse me. I mean, that might be the plan, not a contingency. They've already made up their mind.
Never mind. This is going in a circle.
Exactly.
Never mind.
Yeah. Real quick update.
Of course, there's every possibility it's the first plan. But I said to you, if they were to choose, if Bill chose something they did not, they would have a contingency for it. Chose something they did not, they would have a contingency for it.
I don't understand what you're asking me.
God.
You glad you came in today, Greg?
They're going to do, the Krafts are going to do what they want to do.
Never mind, just go.
Felger and Maz. Felger and Maz.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A research company had lots of data, maybe too much data. It's a classic case of data overload. So CDW orchestrated a game-changing technology transformation for them using Intel-powered servers, notebooks, and tablets. Now they can analyze big data faster and turn data overload into data insights. Accelerated insights by Intel. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/intel. CDW. People who get it.